I was a kid in the 60s, in New Hampshire in the winter time. My father would take me fishing with him when the river got a good bridge of ice. We fished on the New Market River in a shack with a hole in the floor, just a ways in off of Old Great Bay. It was one among 30 or more. We'd sit in that shack with a lantern and a stove, a basket between us to bring the catch home. There were six lines with spreaders going down through the pole, where the water was black and the tide ran slow. We'd wait for the fish to bite. We'd wait for the fish to bite. We'd drive in his truck to a farm on the hill, overlooking the river and the bay. We'd stop at the house to see Junior and Ruthie and buy us a new box of bait. Then we'd walk down the hill on a path through the snow, and we'd get out on the ice by a plank from the shore. And as we passed the other shacks, we'd call through the doors, how are they biting today? And we'd sit in our shack with a lantern and a stove, a basket between us to bring the catch home. There were six lines with spreaders going down through the hole, where the water was black and the tide ran slow. We'd wait for the fish to bite. We'd wait for the fish to bite. There were times when those fish would be biting so fast it was all we could do to haul in the lines and get the fish in the basket and a new piece of bait on the hook. But the times when they weren't, we'd stare at the hole and listen to the tide lift the ice by the shore. Once I brought a radio and knocked it down the hole. Well, I can still hear the silence today. Well, now here in the winter of 92, it's been ages since I caught a smelt. But it's the very first time in 65 years that he hasn't gone out there himself. Well, first it was his knees, and now it's his hands, and the doctors who don't seem to know. So here's one to help us remember, Dad, all the fish we pulled out of that hole. When we'd sit in our shack with a lantern and a stove, a basket between us to bring the catch home. There were six lines with spreaders going down through the hole, where the water was black and the tide ran slow. We'd wait for the fish to bite. We'd wait for the fish to bite.